Okay, so back live on the show floor, I found quite a unique pairing here at the Frontier Expo 2017. I found a couple of elite players. Now, not only have I found two elite players, I have found a couple, male and female, that enjoy playing the game Elite Dangerous together. Come on, guys, introduce yourselves.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Michaela.
And in the game, your commander names are?
I am Commander Beertastic.
Oh, what now?
Beertastic.
Brilliant. And Michaela, you are?
I'm Commander Bamubu.
You guys are winding me up here, aren't you?
Very true, sadly.
Beertastic Beer. And?
Bamubu.
Bamumu.
Boo-boo.
Bamubu.
Bamubu.
Yeah.
Commander Bamubu.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as I've only ever actually shot one person that was actually a PvP encounter, I've been shot many times in PvP, but I can guarantee I'd never shot either of you two.
We're lovers, not fighters.
That's actually quite a nice segue. So, you guys live together, you have a games room, and you play Elite Dangerous. Now, I can't tell you how many listeners out there think that's actually, that is the pinnacle of, you know, a happy life.
Very lucky. It's we've been dating 3+ years, like pushing 4, and when we decided to live together, Michaela had the caveat, the one caveat was like, wherever we go, we've got to have a spare room. It's like, okay, yeah, spare room makes sense, you know, guests and knickknacks and fine. She said, no, it's my computer games room.
Yeah, that's true.
And
always wanted a game room.
You haven't married her yet?
No, not yet. No, neither of us really believe in marriage, but we believe in love and commitment.
So love and commitment and games rooms.
Yeah,
a lot of people will go for that. That's not a
game.
So what have you guys been up to at the expo so far? How have you found it?
Oh, really good. So we watched some of the talks, the welcome, and celebrating Frontier as well. And we just came out of the interview with Jack Corner, I think. About the paleontology behind Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. Pretty cool. Quite liked it.
I was going to say, so he's obviously worked on Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. What sort of things was he talking about?
He just came out saying that the Triceratops was incorrect in the movie,
no.
As it were.
Oh, no.
Just sort of the way its face looks and stuff. It was fascinating stuff, and how they've been trying to extract DNA, but they've not done it. They've not managed it, because you can't.
okay. Now, I didn't catch that talk, but the whole Jurassic Park fact or fiction, don't tell me he came out more on the fiction side than fact.
In terms of the movie, perhaps, yeah, he leaned that way a bit. But yeah, he did try it, though. He tried to get DNA from a dinosaur.
So, hold on. All the amber bits I've been buying from all these market stores with little insects and stuff, thinking that I'm onto an absolute gold mine.
Sadly not, no. He went on to say that DNA doesn't survive the test of time, but dinosaurs were closely related to birds, but it's much more than we thought, and went on to some degree of accuracy about how that was managed and how nature found a way, if you like. But the Triceratops were bright and feathery. He showed us some feathery
a what?
He made it blue.
Blue Triceratops, all bright and colourful. A feathery Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Okay, obviously my facial expression isn't probably going to come across on the audio medium, but my jaw is on the floor and my eyes are popping. A furry, fairy Triceratops that was blue. Yeah. This is not the toys I had when I was 8 years old.
We were educated and entertained. But we didn't come here, we came here to talk about space and spaceships, and we learned a little bit about things 65 million years old. So, I mean, it's a win-win day.
Okay, so are you guys obviously Elite Dangerous fans, but what about Planet Coaster and Jurassic Park, Jurassic World Evolution? Are you going to be looking at these things?
I definitely want to have a look at Jurassic World Evolution, for sure. I haven't tried Planet Coaster yet, got it, but I haven't got to it yet. I've been playing Elite all the time, so,
We bought Planet Coaster, and personally we found it a little bit not tutorial, but the learning curve and the how-to was non-existent. Steep. Just like in Elite's just, here's a ship, off you go. So there was a lot of Googling stuff, but I just play Elite too much, so it's like, well, I could spend 2 hours learning how to play Planet Coaster, or I could just go and go to a res and have some fun. So I stuck to that.
Okay, and what sort of stuff are you actually doing in Elite? Are you pirates? Are you traders? Are you bounty hunters? Are you explorers?
We do like the bounty hunting, to be honest, and a little bit of trading, but bounty hunting is pretty fun.
I think we've learned at the expo, one of the big things, like the talks have been amazing, the people have been amazing, but talking to other people and other gamers, we've learned about human-controlled factions and groups, people getting involved in their own sort of crusades, their own missions, their own structures, and we had no idea. We play open, and we rarely see any people. the community we knew was big, but we had no idea it was this big and this involved. So then we're going to walk away from this and try and get more involved.
And obviously we've educated you on the joys of LaveCon, and hopefully you guys are going to be coming to LaveCon next year, 2018. Again, it is all about the community, and I think being here and seeing all these guys, it really does sort of bring home what sort of strong community you've actually got within Elite Dangerous. So what are you guys planning on doing when you get back? Have you sort of picked out, are you going to be Canon factions? Are you going to join the Mobius group? Have you got any sort of plans of sort of taking the community life a little bit further?
I want to try and find. We spoke to some people and they let us know their faction names. And they actually made, I didn't know you made them, like, as individuals. I'm going to try and find some of them and see if we can join.
Like, my one complaint, not complaint, great game, love it. is the cross platform. We've met a really nice guy who only plays on PS4. We met a really cool fella who only plays on Xbox. And we're like, we'd love to play it. Oh, we can't. So
yes, I mean, I'd love to think that someday we'd have a better together Minecraft sort of loving fest with Elite Dangerous where we can play on any sort of platform. That would be awesome. Maybe it'll come. You know, fingers crossed. It's something that we've been asking for quite a long time.
Our next purchase. We currently have one Oculus Rift, which we sort of share. We have a games room, a games PC in the living room as well, which we have VR set up. And so the next purchase is going to be another VR headset for the games room, so we're going to have one each in the games room and just not look at each other at all.
Not look at each other in real life, but obviously in game you'll now get the joy of actually staring longingly at each other across the deck of a starship. I suppose that's the other question. You both fly ships, but what about the fact that you can now sort of play together? Are you one person on guns, one person on flights?
We tried that once and haven't quite worked out how it's going to work out. I think I'm better on my own ship, and same to Tristan as well. I like my own ship.
Oh dear, maybe not everything is quite as happy in paradise as, you know, I like you, but I need my own space is what I'm hearing here, Tristan.
Not the first time. No, we'll normally go bounty hunting. We have an hour to kill, so we'll go to a res. I typically only use ships that have fighters, so there'll be three ships, my fighter and Michaela in her Python, and just look for wanted and just kill some time that way. But definitely we're going to get more involved in the community thereafter.
Great stuff. And what sort of levels are you? Are you both elite?
No. No, probably, what are there, 7 total ranks, 8 total ranks? We're probably like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
It's just that jump to elite, the next jump is
too much. It's huge to make.
I think my trading profits are around 350,000. You have to get to a billion for elite, so yeah. I'm a long way off. I have 3 copies of the game. One I want.
Whoa. You've got 3 copies of the game.
I have 3 copies of the game.
There's only one of you, Tristan.
There is, I know. What can I say? I bought one for people to play. I said, what's really dangerous? So I can load that one up and they can play without crashing my ship around.
Okay, so this is the same reason I keep Bell's whiskey in the house. There, so that the non-whiskey drinkers, the non-initiated, can actually just drink the Bell's whiskey. Is this what you're saying to me? You have
very
a Bell's
much.
Whiskey version of Elite Dangerous that you have.
The dummy's guide version. So they can have a little play, and with the Oculus Rift, people like to play it. It's crazy. And I really wanted to go to the bubble, but I didn't want to spend 3 weeks flying to I really wanted to go to the core.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be bothered to go all the way and back, so I bought another copy of the game, traded a little bit to get my Asp Explorer, and went to the bubble and back in my spare time. It took me about 2 months of casual gameplay, and I saw the bubble and came home again. So I got that account now just sits empty with 20 or 30 million trading exploring profits.
Okay, McKenna, I'm almost scared to ask, how many copies of the game do you own?
2.
Okay. And again, is this a Bell's whiskey version of the game for when your friends come round and want to play Oculus Rift?
No, there's no idea. I wanted to. So I love the game, and I'm not completely aware of many of the women who play it as well. Certainly none of my friends do. And I wanted to make another account so I could start from scratch and perhaps put it on YouTube or something to that effect, try and get more women playing it a bit, just to say, you know, hey, this is actually pretty cool, have a look. But yeah, I haven't quite reached that point yet, but the account is there waiting to go. It's just, I want to play it, but you need to start from the beginning to show people.
No, I think that sounds like a great idea. I think that's definitely something you should push forward with. And if we can help you in any way, shape, or form in Lave Radio to actually host that, or, you know, have you on the show for a couple of times when you're doing it, then we'll be more than happy to do that. Because I think it's great. I mean, one thing that has been nice about the expo from someone that's been to quite a few community events is, I don't know if it's the Planet Coaster involvement, but we are seeing a lot more women actually at this event than what we've normally seen, and a lot more people getting involved with Elite Dangerous. And again, as you say, it's not easy to find the women that are actually playing the game.
Yeah.
So if we can do something that sort of raises awareness or something like that, and have, you know, if you want, have all women groups or something like that, that would be that's a faction all on your own.
Yeah. I mean, the community's nice enough. They're all welcoming. So I've never found an issue. Like, they'll talk over the messages you can get, and it's never been bad. It's always been friendly, and everyone's inviting and stuff. So there's no reason to be put off, as it were. It's a really inviting game. And just awesome. It's a real life eater, but in a good way. Yeah.
Okay, and obviously, what time is it now? It's it's 4 o'clock. So the big reveal starts at 5, and that's when we're going to start rolling through Planet Coaster, Jurassic World, and then the big one for us is obviously the Elite Dangerous one. It's probably going to hit around 6. What sort of things are you guys either hoping to hear, wanting to hear, or Blue Sky thinking? What would you love for this game to be like next year?
So we've had more of an eye-opener towards the Thargoids and everything. I'd love to see the option to actually play as one. Be the Thargoid, be the alien, and fight.
Wow.
And maybe not fight, but just to be one. It'd be awesome, yeah.
Yeah, okay, because obviously the original game way back in 1984 had the option of having a Thargoid ship, I think, unless that's a myth.
That rings a bell.
So you could fly a Thargoid ship at one point as part of the special mission, so the ability to fly a Thargoid ship, would that make you happy?
Definitely. I want to see that.
I've got to make a prediction, if I may. I have a small theory based on nothing at all. I've seen one Thargoid in game, so I don't know. But some of the videos I've noticed, Thargoids are different colours, or they seem to be different colours. I'm going to predict that there's different factions of Thargoids. Some are friendly, some are aggressive. And so we might team up with some Thargoids at some point. I'd like to see that.
Human Thargoid Alliance.
Something like that. Something along those lines.
Unlikely you're thinking there, Tristan. Right. I think it's rubbish, but I like
I'm going to be waiting. I'm going to go up and talk nicely to Thargoids as they blow me up every single time.
Yeah.
Until I get that one.
That's never worked well in the past. You've never seen Independence Day, I take it.
No. Sadly not.
Awesome. Okay, well, guys, thanks very much for stopping by and chatting to us. We will definitely catch up with you soon. And as I say, if we can get you on the show over the next few weeks and stuff, we'd love to have you on.
See you in the galaxy.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Fly safe.
Yeah.